Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 22nd day of the month of El here in the United States, and Yom Shlishi, the 23rd day of the month of Elul in Eretz Yisrael. Today is day 710. So many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. We pray for all the chayalim, all the brave soldiers. Hashem, please safeguard them in their mission. Bring them home safely to their families. And give a refuah shalema to all in need. I saw a article that popped up on my phone yesterday that said, since the beginning of the war, Israel has treated 20,000 soldiers for various injuries, with over half of those being of mental health issues. And so, as this war continues, we need to daven for all the chayalim. Refuah Shalema, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. We should only hear good things. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ira Eben of the Congregation of Shalom in Merrick, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Eben fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, those being chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. The Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in both in Hebrew as well as in English, and that will be followed by the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, where Rabbi Eben will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Finally, to sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, I want to welcome all those who signed up over the weekend. Welcome. We're so happy and excited that you've joined us and are adding your tefillos collectively with all of ours. You can sign up at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. With that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Eben.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, and it is always a pleasure to address this group. Contrary to my regular schedule, I actually had several weeks of advance notice, so I'm like more prepared than I've ever been for this call ever, and I'll have to apologize in advance if I take a little bit longer than my allotted time. You refer to this call. This call is the Divrei Chizuk, which I think, as Rabbi Herman mentioned before, and we could all really use that Divrei Chizuk, all the time these days. But particularly now, and as it happens now, every rabbi in the world is struggling, hope to figure out, perhaps they did already, but try to figure out what should we be speaking about next Tuesday. Next Monday night is Rosh Hashanah. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the rabbis speech, which is the centerpiece, that and Shofar blowing, of course, but it's the centerpiece of the service, and especially for many. We enter 5786. We have to ask. I ask this question. I guess we all do. What type of chizuk do the people really need to hear? So, of course, beyond teshuva, I came up with an idea, and that the people, not just the people on the call, but really our entire nation, could use a bit of a boost of morale. We could use some basic chizuk of basic Jewish pride. This morning, I read the words of Tachanun, which I read on Mondays and Thursdays, and somehow it seems every once in a while to resonate even more. Habet mishamayim re'e k'ayinu la'ag v'kalas v'gayim. We say, please God, look down from the heavens and see, because we have become an object of scorn and derision and ridicule among the nations. If we turn on to the news and we get out our echo system a little bit, unless you're reading, you know, the Hamodia or the regular the five towns Jewish times or something like that. If you get outside of the real world into the real world, you'll see how reviled we have become. We have become social pariahs. It has become socially acceptable to display and convey hatred to Israel and by extension to Jews. Last night alone at the Emmys, one of the winners, who I'm not even going to mention her name, who happens to be Jewish and evoked the as a Jew, she took the opportunity to say that she is supporting and signing the Israel film boycott. Just last week, the Munich Philharmonic canceled a performance of an Israeli conductor in Belgium due to the fact that the conductor refused to publicly condemn the Israeli government. In England, a recent government YouGov poll commissioned by the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism reported that 21% of British adults agreed with four or more anti-Semitic statements, and among 18 to 24-year-olds, 40% affirmed four or more anti-Semitic statements. Here in the United States, the ADL reported astonishing numbers in the rise of anti-Semitic incidents, with the most chilling to me stating that 24% of Americans tell posters that violence against Jews can sometimes be justified. In Canada, a place I once called home and now referred to as a fishtinkin' a country, my apologies to everybody in Canada, but you know what I'm saying. Just 2 weeks ago, 37 MPs from the Liberal Party recently put out a statement on the deplorable rise of anti-Semitism in Canada. The problem with that is that there are 169 MPs of the Liberal Party, meaning 78% will not even condemn the viral anti-Semitism in their country. And I can go on and on and on, but I won't, because this is a Divrei Chizuk call. And so far, I'm doing a pretty lousy job for being mechazik. So, what have I got to say? Why am I still finding strength, and where can we find strength? It's very simple. Just go down 6,000 miles away. On June 13th of this year, as we all know, Israel launched what became a 12-day campaign that dismantled Iran's ballistic missile system. It struck at the nuclear facilities and, with the help of some U.S. B-2 stealth bombers, decapitated key elements of the Iranian regime's military leadership. In parallel, Israel eliminated Hezbollah's senior command. They destroyed roughly 80% of its arsenal and left the organization essentially defanged. And Lebanon is now in talks with the United States about disarming what remains. And throughout all of this, you might have heard the news, especially from Israel, but all over, many commentators claim that Israel was invoking what they referred to as the Begin Doctrine. The Begin Doctrine. What's the Begin Doctrine? Well, in 1981, when Prime Minister Begin was in office, Israel destroyed Iraq's nuclear reactor, and Begin declared the following, quote, "Another Holocaust would have happened in the history of the Jewish people. Never again. Tell your friends, tell everyone you meet, we will defend our people with every means at our disposal. We will not allow an enemy to develop weapons of mass destruction against us." End quote. So says Menachem Begin of blessed memory. The doctrine is simple, but it's uncompromising. If a state openly threatens Israel's existence, Israel will act preemptively if necessary to stop it. Waiting until danger is imminent might be waiting too long. And Begin embodied this persona everywhere he went, even in Washington. In 1982, at a U.S. Foreign Relations Council hearing, he addressed the then up-and-coming senator from Delaware with some presidential aspirations. He said, quote, "I am not a Jew with trembling knees. I am a proud Jew with 3,700 years of civilized history. Nobody came to our aid when we were dying in the gas chambers and ovens. Nobody came to our aid when we were striving to create our country. We paid for it, we fought for it, we died for it, and we will stand by our principles. We will defend them, and when necessary, we will die for them again, with or without your aid," end quote. Begin's stance then wasn't bluster. It grew from his formative years in the Beitar youth movement under Zev Jabotinsky. Beitar taught this idea of hadar, concepts. It is a word encompassing dignity, pride, loyalty, and the quiet majesty of carrying Jewish history on your shoulders. Beitar Hadar meant that every act, every step, must reflect the honor of our people. And for Begin, he walked with Hadar every step of his life. And it translated into policy and personal practice. If a British officer publicly flogs the Jew. Then the Agurn, led by Begin, answered, a flogging for a flogging. When he was prime minister, he refused to let El Al fly on Shabbat. He mandated that every Israeli embassy worldwide serve only kosher food, regardless of the observance of those who work there. And when he attended Anwar Sadat's funeral in Egypt, Begin and his security team walked the 3 miles from the airport in the desert heat, rather than desecrate Shabbat. Begin always conducted himself and held himself with his hadar. He wore a suit and tie in a country of open collars and sandals and insisted on a courteous, respectful speech, even with all his bitter political opponents, and that was many. And this was Begin's message. A Jew stands tall, unapologetic, honorable, carrying the regal heritage of Avram and Sarah. And my friends, we need to do the same today. We need to embody the principles of Hadar. The very first line in Shulchan Aruch says, Al yibosh v'pnei hamalagim. One should not be embarrassed by those who ridicule us. This principle should guide us in everything we do, from our passionate support of Israel to our practice of everyday mitzvot. We are Begin Jews. We are honored to hold the title of Am Yisrael. And they might throw whatever they throw at us, but we will never be intimidated or embarrassed. I don't know what the next year will bring, but regardless, I think we all need to invoke the Begin doctrine. If we are Begin Jews, if we carry ourselves with Hadar, with dignity, then we never let them win. We take the stones that they throw at us, and we turn them into strength. We hold our friends close, but to our enemies we never cower. We never apologize. We never beg for acceptance. We are not a people with weak knees. We are Begin Jews. And we need to pray. We need to pray with all our hearts on the tefillah from the Tachanun prayer that I said this morning. Habet mishamayim ureh, ki ayinu la'ag v'kales v'gayim. Fear God, look down from heaven and see that we have become ridiculed and humiliated among the nations. But then the tefillah concludes. Uv'chol zot shimcha lo shachachnu, na'al tishkachinu. Throughout all this, we say, God, we have not forgotten your name. Please, God, do not forget us. My friends, I wish all of you a year of strength, of health, and of Jewish pride, of Hadar, the Begin doctrine. We will never be a people with weak knees. And now, join me for Tehillim. We'll start with Perek Chaf. L'Maseach Mizmor LeDavid. Yach Adonai B'Yom Tzara. Izagelcha Hashem Elohi Yaakov. Yishlach Ezracha Mikodesh, Umetzion Yisadecha. Yizkor Kol Melchotecha V'Losu Neidash Nesela. Yitein Lecha Kodavecha V'Chol Atatcha Yimalei. Yimana Na Meshuatecha V'Shem Elohino Yenigdol. Yimala Ananai Kol Meshalatecha. Ate Yedata Ki Yoshia Anoi Meshicho. Yeninu Meshmei Kacho V'Gurat Yishab Vino. Eile Berecha V'Eile Basusim V'Nachna Meshem Adonai Elohino Nazkir. Yimakar V'Nafo V'Nachna Kamnim Tadod. Adonai Yoshia, Hamelech Yaneinu V'Yom Kareinu. Mizmor LeDavid, Psalm 23, Chof Gimel. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo'achzar. Benodesha Yabiteni Amei Menucho Chinahalini. Nafshi Yeshovi V'Yanchedi V'Magvei Tzedek L'man Shmo. Gam Ki Eilech V'Gei Tzal Mavet Lo'i Ura Ki Ata Imati. Shivtecha Mishantecha Heima Yinachamuni. Tarach L'fan HaShulcha Neged Tzararai. Mishanta B'Hashem En Roshi Kosi Revaya. Achta v'chesed yirfuni kol yimei chayai. Shafti v'veit Adonai l'orech yimim. Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir l'malot. Yisa inai el arayim miayin yavo ezri. Ezri miyim Adonai oseh shamayim v'aretz. Al yitein l'mot raglecha, al yanum shamrecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shamer Yisrael. Anai shamrecha, anai tzucha, yad yaminecha. Yom ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yirech v'layla. Anai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor et nafshecha. Anai yishmor et eitcha v'vlecha. Yata v'ad olam. Kuf Lamed. Shir HaMalot. V'mamakim karaticha Adonai. Adonai shema b'koli tiena z'necha kashvot b'kol tachnunoi. Im abonot tishmarya Adonai miyamod. Kimcha haslicha l'man tivarei. Kiviti Adonai ketana shi v'livra ocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishamer b'boker, shomer b'boker. Echel Yisrael Adonai, Kim Adonai Chesed Avim Afudut, V'hu Yifdeh Et Yisrael, Yikol Avonotav, Kuf Mem Bet. Maskil L'David, V'yotob Amarat Tvila, Kuli Adonai Yazak, Kuli Adonai Yatchanan, V'shpok Lepanav Sichi Tzaratzi Lepanav Agid, V'tatay Falai V'chi V'atay Yedata Nesivati, V'ruch Dura Lech Tamluf Bachli, V'bet Shemin Re'evin Limakir Abad Manos B'meni Ein Dereshul Nafshi. Zakti Elecha Adonai Amarti Atamachsi Chalfti Be'aretz Achayim, Shiva Renati, Hidolot Meod, Atalini Meyad Fai, Ki Otumi Meni, Hotzi Yamli Masker Nafshilo Dota Chemecha, the Echtiru Tadikim, Ki Tigmal Alai, Achino Kobet Israel, Anatum Zunim Mataro Vashivia, Honda Bain Bayam, Ubain Bayabasha, Amakom Yerachim Aleim, Yotzi Matala Rabacha, Fela or Vashiva the Gula, Hashta Bogos Makariv and Omar Amen, Ishaber Havotenu, Avramitzel Yaakov, Yerachat Chaylet Zava Haganali Israel, ואנשי כוחות הביטחון עומדים במשמרתנו וערי אלוהינו בגבול הלבנון ויד ובמצרים. בניים הגדול לבוא הרבה מכל מקום שאין ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו נגפים בפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו. מכל צער וצוקה, מכל נגע ומחלה. ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. יד ברצוננו תחתיהם וישר בקטע ישוע ועטרת ביטחון. וגם הם כתוב כי אדוני אלוהיכם הוליך עמכם להילחם לכם. אם אויביכם, נושיעתכם, ונאמר אמן. ישבר חבותינו, אברהם יצחק יעקב, יוסף, משה, אהרן, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וישמור וינצור את נדרי צבא הגנה לישראל ושבויו, את כל אחינו הצנועים וצעריו ושביה, ועבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה המתפלל באברהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, ויוציאם מחושך ותמוות, ומוסרותיהם ינתק ממצוקותיהם יושיעם, ושביהם מהר לחיק משפוטיהם. יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו בפני אדם, וקיים בהם בקרש הכתוב, ופדיה אדוני ישבון ובו ציון ברינה, ושמחת עולם על ראשם, ששם ושמחה ישיגו לנסו יגון והנחה, ונאמר אמן. וישבר חבותינו, אברהם יצחק יעקב, משה אהרן דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך את החולים ואת החולות. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, לחמם לאפותם לרפם, לחזקם לרחשותם, ולחם מהר רפואה שלמים מן השמיים, לכל אבריהם ולכל גידיהם, תוך שאר כל ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, אשתא בגוז מקריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Evan. Really always a schus to have you on. And you always seem to have your finger right on the pulse of what needs to be said, what needs to be heard, and truly, really. Appreciate your message of chizuk, and we look forward to having you back on the program, please God, near Tashem in the near future. And as always, I want to thank our producer extraordinaire, Rebecca Levy, my dear colleague, for all her coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair, even during these challenging times. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.